Hello.
Hello, Aunt.
Are you better?
No, it's gotten even worse.
Oh, no. Look, I've brewed some herbal tea. This will
help. No, it's okay. I've been taking every kind of painkiller. Nothing else will help.
All right, but it won't hurt to drink
it. No, Aunt, thanks anyways. I don't want it.
All right, now why are you closing the door? You don't want me to come in?
No, of course. Come inside.
Why don't you go to a doctor? How many days do you want to put up with this headache?
Not for nothing, but my husband's a doctor.
Well, then why can't he do anything? Go to a proper doctor who can help you.
No, Farzad is a proper doctor. I've just got a migraine. There's no cure for it, Aunt.
All right, don't get offended now. You really defend your husband. Go and bring a couple of cups. Huh? No, I'll bring it myself. Shiva, I know why you have a headache. It's the laptop. I've heard those and the use of cell phones and, I don't know, computers and such things. A lot get 1,000 different kinds of diseases. And you're working with that laptop from morning till night. What do you do with it so much?
Nothing. I write stories on my blog.
Blog?
That's right. It's true there are newer things out, but I still prefer writing on my blog.
I hate all of them. Viber and Facebook and all of those things. You know how much they're destroying people's lives.
Aunt, what's that got to do with anything? It all depends on how people make use
of it. All right.
The proper way to produce and make use of...
Hello, hello.
Hello, hope you're well.
Thank you very much.
Why do you come so late?
There is a reason for it. Did you see the picture I put in our group?
No, what group?
That group. What is it? Jokes for those born in the 1970s.
What is it?
You have to see for yourself. Look at it in the laptop.
What the hell is jokes for those born in 1970?
I don't know. It's one of those groups on phones.
With the terrific techniques that are used.
Shiva, dear, come and see. Aunt, you come and see it also. Wow, look at how many comments the guys have put under the picture. Look at it. You see? You see it?
Hmm? Oh. Farzad, who is this? She looks a lot like that lady. Who was it, that actress, Banush Kaderi?
Oh, she really looks like her, no? Well, it's actually her, Shiva, dear.
Uh-huh.
Man, she's a superstar in Iranian cinema.
Oh.
She's a really famous actress.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you put that picture there yourself?
Yes.
Look at me, closing the laptop so Shiva wouldn't see it.
Oh, aunt.
Well, how should I know? I thought that someone had a problem with you and wanted to bother you, so I figured
well,
you shouldn't
I
see
am
it.
Really, really grateful that you were looking
yes,
out for
really.
Me.
Yes, really, thank you for looking out for him.
No way, that's not how it is. Why were you even meeting with that lady?
What meeting? I didn't have a meeting with her. I just saved her life, you see.
Don't lie,
no,
tell us
what
the truth.
Lie? Why would I lie? I'm telling you the truth. I mean, if I hadn't gotten there, then God forbid she would be dead right now.
Oh,
really?
What happened?
Yes. I was passing by on my motorbike and I saw a crowd had gathered around on the street. From all of the noise, I realized straight away that something was going on and someone was in need of my help.
Well?
I went a few meters forward and... Oh, may you never have to see such a thing. I saw that Mrs. Kaderi had passed out behind the wheel. Now, I was trying to get myself to the car to help her, but people had crowded around so much that there was no way for me to get to her.
Oh, look at what great people we've got. Now, if it were anywhere else in the world, even if they saw a corpse, they would have passed on by and not
helped.
They
were really great people, really. What do you think they were doing there? Some were recording it on their phones. Others had come there and stuck their heads in the car while they were taking selfies. It's crazy.
Really?
Really. Do you have another headache?
Yes, I can get rid of it.
She had some herbal tea, but it was no use.
No, Aunt, those things aren't going to work. It's because of her blood pressure. Yes, she eats a lot of garlic and pickles. It makes her blood pressure drop and she gets a headache.
Farzad, what are you saying? When have I eaten those things recently?
Well, there's nothing to it. I'll come and take your blood pressure right
all
now.
Right,
I'll
yes,
prove it.
Yes, you're right, yes.
If he's a bad doctor, then why do you defend him? And if he's a good doctor, why don't
because
you listen to him?
Because he's talking nonsense, Aunt. I've been really careful with what I eat lately. I don't eat those things. Yes, who is this? Ma'am, hello. No problem, no. This is Dr. Hatef's house. No, you didn't call his cell phone? Mr. Ria, yes, hold on a second. Why did you divert your cell phone
calls?
Well,
my battery had died.
Ugh.
Who is it?
I don't know, I don't recognize him.
Yes, how can I help you? Hello? How are you, Mr. Riyahi? Oh, how are you doing? How are you doing? Are you well? Not at all, sir. No, please don't say that. I was just doing my duty. No, believe me, there's no need for that at all. You don't need to thank me at all. In reality, I was just complying with a vow that I took when I became a doctor.
He was telling the truth. He is
right. Anyhow, it was God's will that, for me to be there in the right place at the right time so that I was able to save the life of another person, especially since that person is one of the best actresses in our entire country. I'm so thrilled.
Now, is that woman really famous?
Thank you so much.
Yes, aren't she always plays the
lead
role in
movies.
Yes,
anyhow, it was my duty. There's no need to thank me so much. No, thank you, sir, and God bless you. It was a pleasure for me to have met you. Thank you. God be with you. Goodbye. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Was it her husband?
Yes. Who else did you think it was? He was such a polite person. He's really a polite person. He really thanked me a lot. He kept thanking me and thanking me. I just didn't know what to say to him.
So you didn't tell us how you saved her life. Tell us.
Really? If I hadn't gotten there, she would have left this world.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
God have mercy on her. How did you save her life?
You wouldn't believe it. With two pieces of chocolate. She felt better after she ate the chocolate. She has diabetes and her blood sugar had dropped.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. But this isn't as simple as it seems. I mean, I'm the only doctor that was there and I diagnosed that she had diabetes. Otherwise, no one would have known. Now, let me take your blood pressure.
In the age of technology, people become famous really easily. By intentionally doing something silly with a simple event occurring, by singing, which is the opposite of how it was in the past. Now the worse you can sing, the more you'll be seen. Or by any other strange event which causes your video clip or picture to be passed around on the internet. One example of it is Farzad helping out a famous actress by giving her a couple of pieces of chocolate. With those two pieces of chocolate, which a lady in the crowd had given him, Farzad was somehow experiencing being famous. In the past, it was a special talent that a particular person had which made them famous. But now, there's no need for a person to have a special and unique talent. Even those who are looking to live a simple and ordinary life, they have to pay very careful attention to make sure that others don't make them famous with a simple click. However, there are some who take a lot of pleasure in this artificial fame. Farzad, you didn't sleep at all.
No, I was just about to go to sleep. Oh. It's morning already.
Yes, it's morning. You've been on the laptop since last night.
No, I thought it was just early in the morning and I thought I'd go and get some sleep now. No, Shiva, come here a minute. Come here and see what's going on. I've become really famous. Look, take a look at the headlines in the news sites. The savior of a superstar has become the Superman of the country's cinema. The Superman of Iran's cinema, as opposed to Hollywood's fake Superman, is real. Right now, one of my friends put a picture of me with him on his page, and he's gotten more than 3,000 likes. Now, up until last night, if he'd put a picture of himself, he wouldn't have even gotten 10 likes. Now, look at what's happening on my own page. There are thousands and thousands of comments. It took so long for me to respond to them.
Because I tried to get hold of yourself.
Shiva?
Yes?
Are you really not happy about this?
No, why would I be happy? Have you won the Nobel Peace Prize?
No, I didn't win the Nobel Prize, but I'm as famous as someone who's won the Nobel Prize. Right now, if you put in my name into a search engine, before you even type Farzad, you'll find 100 websites written about me and put up pictures.
Is that something to be proud of?
Well, now, isn't
it? No, becoming famous is like something to be proud of. I don't want any more talk about this matter in this house.
Who is it?
Hello, Farzad, how are you?
Hello.
How are you? It's me, Masood.
Oh, Masood, how are you doing? Are you well?
Yeah, good man, you've really blown up.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Are you in Tehran?
No, I'm in Montreal. The truth is, last night we gathered somewhere with some Iranian guys, and everyone was talking about you. You've really blown up, Fasad. You're all over the internet. We really love it, man. We're so proud to have Fasad, our friend. Right now, we have gathered around with some Iranian guys, and we wanted you to tell us the story yourself.
Thanks so much. That's kind of you. No, I didn't do anything. After all, it was my duty. What had happened was if you go on the internet and look, it's written there, yes. All of the websites have it on them. They do, all of them.
I don't know. Maybe it was because of my headache that Fasad's actions were getting on my nerves. Even though in my heart I was happy that this event had caused Fasad to become happy, I was being bothered by Fasad going too far regarding the whole thing. I was trying to control myself and not ruin his happiness. At that moment, I decided to change the way I was acting and accompany him in his happiness.
It's kind of you. It's kind of you. I'd be honored to. Thank you. No, thank you. We'll be there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye now. Thank you so much. Shiva, it was her. It was really her. She called me her savior. She's invited us to go to the premiere of her new movie. Don't you think that's amazing?
Oh, that's great.
Yes, I told her that I'd be honored to go there with my wife. Would you like to go with me?
Mm-hmm. When is it?
It's today in the afternoon.
Fasad, I can't go today with this headache that I've got.
Oh, no. You have to come. It'll be bad. She said that she wants to meet my wife.
I'd like to come, but I can't. Look at how I'm feeling.
No. Well, I'll take care of it. I'll give you a shot of cortisone. You'll be fine.
A shot of cortisone? No, goodness.
No. Well, yes, I know cortisone has bad side effects, but, well, it's just the one time, and it's because I said you'd come tonight, and she wants to meet you. I said you'd like to become an actress, and I asked her if it's possible for her to help you.
When did I ever tell you I want to become an actress? When did I say it's such a thing? You're going to embarrass me, Fasad. I never said that.
I just wanted to appreciate all of your hard work, that's all.
No,
that's
not all. At all. You don't need to appreciate all my hard work. You don't even know how to say a simple thank you, Fasad.
Yes, I know how. Don't I do it? Don't I?
No, don't do it. It was only during the first few years of marriage. Ah.
Shiva, dear, don't be unfair, please. I mean, I'm constantly thanking you all of the time.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much for thinking of me. Children, go and wash your hands and face, eat breakfast. Hurry up, darling. Sarah, come on. But really now, how did you come up with the idea that I'd like to become an actress?
But I mean, it's obvious. Don't you spend all of that time writing?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, it's just obvious that that's the reason. The reason for it is that you want to be famous. I mean, now, I think that being an actress makes a person famous faster than a writer. Shiva, look,
You've been living with me all these years, Fasad.
Take a look. It's written here that this news is fake, that this doctor has used Photoshop to put his picture next to the picture of the actress Behnush Kaderi.
Harry, no way. That's how it is. He described what happened for me. Fasad saw that lady had passed out in a car, and next to her he saw a syringe full of insulin, and he realized that she has diabetes. He diagnosed that her blood pressure had dropped with two pieces of chocolate that he got from the lady. He made her feel better.
That's all? Well, anyone could have given her chocolate.
Yes, provided that they were a doctor and made the right diagnosis, then yes, anyone could have done it.
I guess that makes sense.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, what is it?
Nothing.
What's happened? Tell me, has something happened?
Fasad, have you read this?
No, what is it?
The producer of the movie that Miss Kaderi is acting in. He's thanked you. He said if it weren't for Dr. Hatef, our project would have suffered a lot of damages.
Oh my, he's embarrassing me. I didn't do anything. I just performed my duty as a doctor. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Fasad, this producer is really a big shot. Up until now, he's already spent 10, 15 billion on this movie. All those famous actors. He's the one that made them famous. He's the one.
Oh, he must be an important person.
Yeah, man, he's the biggest producer out there. Look, he's the one that's producing the movie that you're going to. He's the one. Yeah, man, now is the time for you to make use of him.
Well, what you're saying isn't wrong, but what can I do? I mean, for example, he can help me to start up a clinic, huh?
Man, don't waste your chit for a worthless clinic. I'll get a clinic for you myself. If you listen to me, you can start up your own private clinic.
Oh, really? But how?
Tell that producer to give me a great new role in his movie.
But then, wouldn't that just be me doing you a favor?
No way! You're being small-minded. You only see what's in front of you. I'm saying it for your own sake, man. You'll go and tell that guy to do something for someone else. Oh. That way you'll have much more dignity. Oh. Then they'll say you don't want anything for yourself. They'll be praising you in their hearts.
Oh, now I understand what you're saying. Thank you very much. So how am I ever going to be able to pay you back for this kindness that you're showing me, Shahram? Tell me.
Don't make snide remarks. I'll tell you what'll happen. With this movie, I'll become famous. Then I'll get offer after offer. And what'll happen in the end?
Nothing. You won't even say hello to me then.
Is that the kind of person
yes.
I am? No way. I'm not that kind of person. Look. Then I'll become famous, and I'll have influence in the ministries. And with one phone call, I'll get a private clinic for you.
Oh, so that's how you'll get the clinic for me. You're really clever. Good job, Shahram. Thank you. Good job. Good job.
Doctor, we're part of the same family. We have to stand by each other so we'll become stronger. If me and you don't help each other, well, then who is going to?
No one. Really, no one. You're right. It's just, you know, there's one thing that I'm worried about, Shahram.
What? Say it.
Well, the thing that I'm worried is that in the future, I mean, God forbid, you're going to hold it over me that you're the one that got that clinic for me.
No way, man. I promise.
You promise?
Promise.
Like a man?
A man,
like a man.
Promise.
Shake my hand.
Like a real man.
Are you
like
sure?
A real man. Like a real man.
Shahram, when are you going to grow up?
Huh?
What's with this nonsense that you're saying? Why are you acting so silly? Why do you make it so complicated? Just say, hey, doctor, please do this for me. And it's no problem. I'll do it for you. There's no need for all of this talk.
But won't you wonder what you're getting out of it?
Shahram, you're not feeling all right. What are you saying? Come to your senses, my friend.
So then you'll tell him.
Okay, I'll go and talk to him.
Hurry up, go on, open the door.
Hello?
Hello, darling. Hello.
Hello.
Hurry up,
Hello.
Hurry. Come
What's
on,
going
sit down
on?
And watch. Come.
Okay.
Come, hurry
sit
up
down.
And watch.
Sit down.
Stop it. Sit down.
Hey.
Like you're sitting and watching the radio.
It's Radio Namayesh. They're broadcasting the premiere of the movie Rendezvous Early in the Morning, the one
Iranians
that Farzad went to.
Iranians are the most talented people in the world. Well, my dear listeners, after the short break that we took, we've now come back to the movie theater where the film Rendezvous Early in the Morning is premiering. As I've already told you, this film is one of the most anticipated movies of the year. Right from the beginning, I mean, when the idea from the movie was first mentioned, it made a lot of noise. Yes, Iranians are the most talented people in the world. Eventually, the Honorable Lady Behnoosh Kadri, the pride of Iran's cinema and all Iranians, has been able to make her way through the huge crowd that's gathered at the movie theater, and she's finally able to join us. Thank you very much for joining us, Miss Kadri. Please, say something to our listeners out there.
Thank you very much. I wanted to say hello to all the dear people listening to us. I'm really happy to be here today and to be able to witness this unprecedented gathering of people who've come to see Rendezvous Early in the Morning.
Apparently, before, the name of the movie was Rendezvous at Dawn. Why was the name changed?
Yes, that's right. The original name of the movie was Rendezvous at Dawn, but because the story of the movie is very delicate and ultra-realistic, and in a way, an ultra-post-modernistic look of waking up early in the morning.
Just sit down!
But I still felt that it's possible for us to look at it in a more ultra-subjective manner, so I suggested that the name of the movie be changed to Rendezvous Early in the Morning.
Can an actor change the name of a movie?
An actor is the movie, and the movie is the actor.
Well, well, what a wise sentence.
If you don't mind, I don't want to talk too much about the movie today. As you know, I was very close to losing my life yesterday.
Yes, fortunately everything turned out well.
Yes, in fact, death barely passed me by yesterday, and I would like to once again thank the person who saved my life, Dr. Farzad Hatef. I'm so very grateful to you. Thank you so very much.
I wanted to say hello to everyone.
It's Dad's voice! To all the dear viewers,
dear listeners, thank you. It's very kind of you. I really didn't do anything. I'm just very happy to be here next to all of these talented artists. Right now, I'd like to say thank you to those people who have helped me to be able to get to where I am today and to be able to save the life of a talented artist such as Miss Kadri. I want to thank, first of all, my mother and father, who put in a lot of effort to raise me. Thank you so much. And my old friends and my new ones, I want to thank them a lot.
my professors at university, and even more importantly, my teachers in high school. I'd like to thank them, and to Uncle Davood, the fava bean seller next to our school.
All right,
and,
that is enough
and to
now.
All the fellas there, thank
quiet,
you.
Be quiet.
Well, wherever he may be in this great country of ours and is listening to my voice, I want to say hello to him and that I hope he's well. And I'd like to thank the janitor at our school. I'd like to thank Aunt Noggers. And I wanted to especially thank my teacher in the first grade who taught me how to read and write.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we've reached the end of our program, and now it's time for the news. Thank you, Miss Kaderi.
Yeah, it was really terrific.
It was really great.
Yeah, it was really terrific.
But it's so cool.
Hello? Children, Shiva, hello? Where are you? Children, aren't you here? Children? Hello?
Quiet, you need to be quiet.
What is it? Where's your mom?
She's sleeping, be quiet.
She's got another headache.
But her headache got better.
She's really angry with you.
Ah, how come?
I don't know.
Ah, forget about it. Did you hear my interview on the radio earlier?
Yeah, it was really great.
Really? Did you record it?
Yes. Mama raised it.
Ah, how come?
Hello.
Hello,
children, go to your room. Get going, go on, hurry up. Farzad, what is all this nonsense you were saying? Now that I've been able to get to where I am today, where have you gotten to? You just gave two pieces of chocolate to an actress. What's the big deal?
It's just that I got flustered. You have no idea. You weren't there. When they put a microphone in front of you, you get flustered. You get stressed out. You start to sweat. Your mouth dries up. And I had prepared a lot of things that I wanted to say, but I couldn't remember any of it.
That's it. You kept saying thank you. Look, it's not like I'm looking for thanks, but you could have at least said a thank you to me.
No, yes. I got flustered. I told you, I got flustered.
Flustered? You got flustered. Is that why you said thank you to Babak, your classmate in the fifth grade and the guy that sold you fava beans next to your school? Never mind me. You thanked everyone in Tehran, but you didn't thank my family, the people that you're living with.
I just had bad luck. The interviewer, well, I'd planned on saving all of the special people I wanted to thank for the end, but then she said it was all over suddenly, and I didn't expect it.
But you just said that you got flustered.
No, yes, I got flustered, and I also had bad luck. In reality, what happened is that I got flustered. I apologize, it's true. I made a mistake. I'm willing to do whatever you say to make it up to you, anything
at
all.
Oh, how will you?
Whatever you say. Now, Shiva, this is what I wanted to tell you, but you didn't let me. You cut me off. They got so many autographs from me over there today, and it felt really, really great. You have no idea how great it feels when they ask for it. And there were some actors there, and everyone goes and takes pictures with them, and they get their autographs, and then those actors came to me and said, Dr. Hatef, will you allow us to take a picture with you? Can we have your autograph?
They say you don't put a bandage on a head that doesn't hurt. But Farzad did, and he got himself into trouble. And he knew that I wouldn't back down until he made up for his mistake.
Well, she's right. I made a mess. I really messed up. What should we do, kids? Give me some advice so I can figure out what to do. What should I do about him? It's your Uncle Sharam. He's asked me to talk to the producer, but I completely forgot.
Uncle won't leave you alone.
Hey, kids, what do you think about me giving Miss Kaderi a call, huh? Nima, dear, go close the door so the noise doesn't bother her.
Sure.
Hello, hi, how are you? How are you doing? Hello, it's me, Dr. Hatef, hello. Thank you. How are you doing? Did I call at a bad time? The reason I disturbed you because I wanted to get some advice from you. What I wanted to say is, regarding that premiere that I went to, which was broadcast on the radio, it's created a bit of a problem for me. No, don't worry at all. It's not a big problem. The truth is, During the program, I forgot to thank my wife and say how much I appreciate her, and it's become a bit of a problem for me. So I wanted to say that after all, you're a lady. You know very well how ladies think, so... Oh, yes. I'd be really happy to. It would be an honor, definitely. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'll definitely be there. God bless you. It's very kind of you. God bless you. Give your husband my regards. God be with you. Thank you so much. Thank you. There you go. You see, that's it. You can accomplish anything if you consult with other people. Right now, Ms. Kaderi told me that tomorrow they're going to a charity event, and she invited me to go there with your mother. She said they're going to be conducting interviews, and if we're there with them, they'll definitely interview me also, and I can say thank you. And it will be amazing, and it'll go down in history, won't it?
That's great!
Yes, yes, you know... When you consult with others, it always yields good results. And right now, I consulted with you and I reached the conclusion of what to do. To give Miss Kaderi a call. So tell me now, in your opinion, what should I wear for tomorrow?
To Lockman.
Go to sleep. You're going to be nice.
They sent? Did you write it,
Thomas? Yes.
Who? Who did you learn to be polite from? Don't forget the question mark. He sent...
Go to sleep.
He sent... Put a colon from those who are impolite.
Hello!
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 You know... Those football players and actors, the poor things, the things they have to put up with on our streets. A person doesn't even have a moment of peace.
What's that?
This? Nothing. It's a hat and sunglasses. I bought them so I can put them on when I go out so I'm not recognized.
Do they recognize you?
Oh. Don't tell me you think I'm lying.
What a lie.
Well, I had my helmet on the entire day. I didn't take off my helmet for a second. I had to charge my phone 3 times today. The battery kept dying and my patients kept calling, and all I could give them was appointments for the end of next week.
Oh? Well, yes. The good thing is that at least you'll make a bit of money. Right, darling?
Children, tonight, after our program is broadcast on TV, I want us all to go out for dinner, all of us.
That's
Wow, what a surprise.
Yes, I had a really good TV interview in particular. Most important of all, I thanked you and Nima and my darling Sarah, and then I thanked the entire Javanbach family. I thanked everyone.
Oh, you did that because of me, right? You did?
Yes. I wanted to show how important you are to me in my life. But you should know this. The real thanks and love is in a person's heart, and it's possible that a person would never say it.
No way. When you don't say it, means there's nothing in your heart either. Sometimes it's necessary for a person to thank someone out loud.
No, well, in my opinion, saying thank you out loud isn't very important. It's just talk. It doesn't mean a lot. A person might say a lot of things, but the heart, not only is it fickle, but, well, it...
But?
But
what? If you had anything in your heart, you'd be able to easily say it. When there's nothing in your heart, then you can't say it either. Look, sometimes it's necessary for a person to say thank you out loud. When you don't thank someone, it means they're not important to you. You have to say thank you out loud.
I don't agree with what you're saying, but well, anyhow, I did it and everyone will see it tonight. And history has never seen another man thank his wife the way that I thanked my wife tonight. Hurry up, hurry up. Why'd you come so late? It's already started. Hurry up, hurry
it
up.
Started?
Hurry, hurry, Sharam. Hurry, hurry.
Did you talk with the producer?
Hello, darling.
Yes, yes, I talked to him.
Well, what did he say?
Nothing, it's done. Just make sure that you wear old, torn-up clothes, okay?
How come?
Man, I told him that you're a really poor person, and I found you on the street. I wanted to really make sure, and then to use my chit for someone that I supposedly don't know. Just make sure that you don't tell him that we're related, okay? Come on, inside.
Where were you?
Hello.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm coming right now. I'm coming right now.
What's going on, Dad?
It was a charity event. They were selling things for children.
Uh-huh.
First, Mrs. Kaderi comes, and then me.
Mrs. Kaderi.
Right here. Look, that's
yes,
Mrs. Kaderi.
Yes.
Look,
yes,
she comes right now, and then when
agree.
She's finished talking, she's about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Dr. Hatef, and then I come over.
I wanted to say hello to all my dear countrymen. I'm really happy to be here and taking part in this charitable event. Ever since I was a child, I've always wanted to and be a participant in such events, so I could help out my dear countrymen. This year, I really have to thank a committed doctor for my presence here, because he saved my life. He is truly the reason that I'm still alive. Dr. Hatef, sir, please come here.
Right here, I'm coming now.
Yeah. Look. It's my dad!
Yes, it's my dad! Dad.
I want to say hello to all of the dear viewers. I'm very happy that I was able to play a role in a lady that is so talented and educated and honorable as Miss Kaderi, and to be able to return.
It's really
to the
hard,
world
you
of
know,
art,
to talk in front of the camera. Not just anyone can do it. There were a ton of people back there.
And to just be here in. I wanted to thank the people that were instrumental in my growth and helped me to reach where I am today. In the past, I thanked my mother and father and the rest of my dear family, and I also thank my teachers at school. And I want to once again thank them because they were so important. And I also want to thank the janitor at my school again. We really bothered him a lot when we were children, and now. I also wanted to thank the dearly departed father of my wife and also the dearly departed mother of my wife. May they both rest in peace. And I thank my dear brother-in-law, Sharam, who's always been just like a brother to me.
You gave it away that we're related.
I didn't mention your last name.
My sister-in-law, who's always been right next to my children with patience and kindness. I want to thank dear Mazia, the son of my dear brother-in-law, and also I'd like to thank Aunt Mabube. She's my wife's aunt, and also Sara and Nima, my dear children, and the pride of my life, Nima and Sara. And I'd like to also thank
The jerks! Why didn't they show the rest of it?
Yes, well, I think that we should get going now. Nima, Sara,
yeah,
you coming
up,
along as well?
Get up, get up. Oh, come no. on, come
oh,
no. on.
Oh, no. We'll be lucky if Fazard's thanking everyone doesn't eventually get us all into trouble.
I don't understand what's with all these silly games.
Why did he even start thanking everyone right from the beginning?
Really? I don't know.
Oh, it's not right, Shadi. Who are you?
She's my sister.
Sharam, you should be ashamed. Go on.
They cut these and dry them out, then they put it in yogurt and put it in dirt.
There are medicinal herbs here, like mint, thyme, chamomile, oregano, and wild celery.
You can see asparagus here, and over here you can see thyme, which has actually covered the entire area here. These are all herbs that are of use for medical purposes and are of a great benefit for the industry.
Many benefits are derived from the wild herbs that cover the hills. In addition to preserving nature, it also provides an income for the people here.
The many uses that these wild herbs have and the benefits that are derived
Shiva,
from them
dear,
causes more
I,
people to be
I intentionally waited until the end to talk about you so that I could say that you're more important than everybody else.
People,
believe me. And then, as you saw, when I became quiet, it was because I wanted to change the atmosphere so that I could start to talk about you in a very romantic manner, you see. I wanted to thank you a lot, but those guys, they just didn't broadcast it. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Fasad, are you making fun of me now?
What are you talking about, Shiva dear? Am I crazy?
No, it's obvious. That time we got into an argument over the inheritance and everything, you're still upset with me about it. This is how you want to get back with me, right?
But why would I mean, is this really what you see in me? Is this actually what you think of me, that I would want to hold a grudge against you? I'll call them right now and tell them I want to thank you on live TV. I'll tell them right now.
No, that's not necessary at all. Just be kind enough not to do anything else, Fazad, from now on. You don't need to thank me anymore. Whatever I do, just think of it as duty. And whatever you do, I'll think of it as your duty. And if I don't do my work well, then you can take your belt and beat me.
Oh my goodness. What are you talking about? Come on, Shiva. Weren't we all supposed to go out for dinner together tonight?
I'm sorry. I was really worried you'd get into a fight, get in an argument. I'm sorry. Good for you. You resolve your problems through dialogue, just like a civilized person. Good for you. Usually when we don't know what to say anymore, we prefer to resolve our matters through dialogue. I really had nothing to say. I really didn't understand the reason why Fazar did what he did. Somehow I was sure that he still hadn't forgotten the fight over the inheritance and he's paying me back for the past. Even though it was actually me who hadn't forgotten about that matter from the past. And I kept relating everything to it. Prasad was being sacrificed because of his stupid actions and a bit of bad luck.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on a second, hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's the director of that program. I'll put him on speakerphone, okay?
Yes?
Sir, you're on speakerphone. Could you please tell everyone that I thanked my wife during your program?
Yes, you thanked her a lot.
Well, sir, why didn't you show it then?
It's because we didn't have enough time. We only had 5 minutes on air, and if we were going to show all of your thank yous, we would have needed 10 minutes on air.
You could have cut it down, sir.
That's what we did.
Well, no, you cut it down from the end. You should have cut the beginning off.
We didn't know what was important to you.
No way, it's obvious. Is my wife more important to me, or is the school janitor and my classmates in the fifth grade more important to me?
You're the only one that needs to answer that yourself. They must have been more important for you to have mentioned them first.
No, sir, don't say that. The rule in an interview is that you thank the most important people at the end, don't you? That's what you do.
Look, man, it's not like a traffic law that everyone has to observe. Anyhow, our program isn't a thank you program. Miss Nardadus asked us to give you time on air, and we did. Why are you acting like I owe you something? Goodbye, sir.
No, sir, no. Hello? Hello?
But what he was saying makes sense.
Come on, what made sense about it? I thanked you. You heard it. He said I thanked her.
Yes, but what he said wasn't wrong either. A person says what's important in the beginning. He doesn't leave it for the end. Really, what can I say?
Anyhow, it's become a huge problem. What a mistake I made to have gone there and thanked everybody.
Yeah, man. Didn't you have anything better to do? You've made trouble for yourself. Listen, now give Miss Kaderi a call and tell her to line up another interview for you.
Oh, no way. Forget about it.
Man, give her a call.
No, no, I don't want
give
to do that.
Give her a call, man. You saved her life.
No, forget about it. Why call her? Forget it.
Give her a call,
No,
then.
No, I did. I called her. I called her.
You called her? What
yes,
did you say?
Yes, I called her. I called her several times and she didn't answer. And then the last time she answered and she said, the chocolates you gave me, tell me how much they cost that I can pay you and you'll leave me alone. That's what she said to me.
Well, the poor thing is right. Now, it's a good thing that they already called me from their office and told me to go there for the movie, otherwise that would have been ruined too.
My life with your sister is being torn apart and you're thinking about your work. Are you happy that they called and told you to go there?
Don't make a big deal about it. Your life is not going to be torn apart.
Yes, it is. It's being torn apart. It's just that the story's become very complicated. Sharam? Listen, since you're an actor and you've got a lot of friends and acquaintances in television, can't you line up a TV interview for me so that I can go and get it all over with?
Well, not in television, no. But I've got an acquaintance in a magazine.
Good, good. That's terrific. That's good.
But it's
Thank you.
Yellow journalism magazine.
Well, whatever. It can be purple, neon, violet, whatever. I just need to give an interview. I need to apologize and thank you and get it over with. That's what I need.
All right. I will tell them to come and interview as the savior of Burnoosh Kaderi.
Oh, good job, good job.
I just have to belittle myself.
Man, you're doing a great thing. Thank you so much. You're a great man. Come here, kiss me. Mwah.
But then, don't say that we should help each other without having any expectations, right? Huh?
No, no.
All right. No. I haven't even gone in front of the camera yet, and you're already asking me for something. And it's something where I have to spend a huge chit.
But why do you hold it over me so much that you're doing something for me?
No
it's
way.
My life
I'm doing it
sister.
For you. I will do it.
Thank you. Thank
I'll
you.
Take care of everything.
Is there anything you want me to do?
Yeah. While I cut this, take this and cut out 25 5x5 pieces right here. Here.
What is it? What's wrong?
Farzad gave an interview in this magazine.
All right, you want to say that he didn't thank me? So what if he didn't? You think it's important to me?
He didn't thank you, but he thanked someone else who I think is very important to you. Shiva, here it is. Look, read this. Did you read it? Who's Shima?
No way. This is a printing error. He wanted to talk to me. That's why he went all the way to the magazine's office.
It's written three times. All three of them are printing mistakes.
Yes, it is. It's a printing mistake. The person probably heard it wrong and printed it wrong.
Then why is it written, my colleague, my dear Shima? They didn't write my wife, Shiva. If I were you, I'd try to find out who Shima is.
Shadi, let it go, for goodness sake. Farzad isn't the type for such things. It's a mistake, that's all.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
I hope you're well. What's going on? It's obvious that you're tired. Should I bring you some tea so you feel better? No, forget about it. It's hot. I'll bring you some water. Water, water. Here you are. Ah! Why have you unplugged this? I was wondering why I kept calling and no one would answer. Actually, it's better this way. Sometimes a person needs time to let their mind rest and...
Yes, it's resting. I'm tired of having to answer to all my relatives since this morning telling them who dear Shima is.
Well, you should have told them it was a printing mistake. They made a mistake typing the name. Anyhow, I went to their office today. I listened to the interview. Thank goodness they hadn't deleted it and it was still there. Whenever you want to, we can go there together and we can listen to it.
Why should I go? Well, you should have brought it.
It was on their hard drive, and I didn't have a flash drive to copy it.
Well, you could have brought one.
Oh, well, I figured I shouldn't waste money for no reason. I already paid the price for that other damn thank you, and, well, now, instead of reducing our costs, you think I should have gone and spent more money doing something silly?
Farzad, look, I know I'm sure about it. I'm certain that it wasn't Shima, that it was Shiva, but everyone else doesn't know. I'm asking, please don't thank me anymore. Please don't thank me anymore. How else can I say it?
All right. I won't do it anymore. If it's bothering you this much, then I won't do it anymore, Shiva,
dear. It's not bothering me. It is destroying me, Farzad. I'm gradually starting to believe that it's really hard for you to thank me. In the past, you weren't able to say it, and now you've got a problem writing it? Thank goodness the entire universe understands you. Everything's conspiring to help you out now. That's enough now.
Look, I'm too shy to tell him. Please, can't you just take the trouble yourself? He's your friend. Tell him to put a correction in the next edition so that I can show Shiva and get the whole thing done.
I won't say it.
But why won't you? What do you mean you won't say it?
Not only won't I say it, but you deserve it. I'm the one that told him to write it like that.
What's that mean? What on earth is wrong with you? What did I ever do to you for you to go and tell him that, huh?
Do you know what role they offered me when I went to that movie's office?
No.
They told me to go there every day and I'll have breakfast, lunch and dinner there, and then they'll find the role of a passerby or something for me to play.
So?
You told them that I'm homeless? You didn't even tell them that I'm an actor.
No. I said it like that so that the guy would like me, so that if I needed him in the future, he'd quickly take care of it for me so we can make good use of him. I figured that he'd say to himself that I'm a really good person and that you're not my friend or even an acquaintance and that I'm spending my chit on you like this. Look, all the things I took into consideration, I thought of all of this, huh?
Yeah, and I did it in order to let you have it and make Shiva angry at you. Look at all the things I took into consideration.
Shut up.
I believe that showing thanks in your own deeds and actions is much better than simply saying thank you. If we put in the effort, there is no need to put it in words. I don't know why ladies like everything to be put into words.
None of these things can take the place of that one. A husband and wife, in addition to having to put in the effort to make up for these things that the others have done, it's necessary for them to sometimes put their appreciation into words. When some things are spoken, it makes the person feel better.
It was fated for me to be your contemporary, for me to be present in this eventful story. For you to be lost was my destiny, so I'd roam for you for eternity. Perhaps in this way, the Lord deemed to give me torment, so I'd be deserving of the name a poet. My dear friend, Use every opportunity you have to say thank you and show kindness to each other. Because it's possible that each one of these opportunities might just be your last opportunity.
If anyone has a nice, clean car with low mileage for sale, please let me know. I want it for my wife. I want to give it to her for our wedding anniversary and to thank her for all her hard work. Now it's all right if it did a little bit damage, but it should be repaired in a way that she won't notice. Last year I gave her a necklace, and she found out it was fake and it was really bad. I don't want that bitter experience to be repeated. My wife is really important to me. Thank you.
Shiva, I wanted to say that you know better than anyone else what you mean to me. I owe you many things. And if I wanted to thank you for all of them, I'd have to thank you from, well, from morning to night, and that way there wouldn't be any time left to say anything else to each other. You know, I was thinking about the fact that there are a lot of things that can be said. Things that are a lot better than saying thank you, but sometimes a simple thank you is a lot better than saying those things. But I wanted to say that if I haven't done enough, then please, just forgive me. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, or maybe in that moment Maybe I was looking for better words or a better deed in order to make you happy. And anyhow, you are my best friend. You are my closest friend. You are the only person who's been next to me during all of these years, and life without you would have no joy for me. It would have no meaning at all for me, and so I just want to say thank you for being with me. Thank you for being next to me. Thank you for being my wife.
After that video clip, everyone started making thank you my spouse videos. A large number of people thanked their wives in front of the camera and posted the videos. And since Fazad was the person that got the whole thank you my spouse phenomenon started, he was shared and seen more than anyone else. This caused him to become the talk of everyone for a while again, and his video was on everyone's cell phones and tablets. There was so much honesty in Fazad's video that it had an effect on everyone. But this time, he was scared to go and give an interview anyway. He'd realized that you don't put a bandage on a head that doesn't hurt.
خونه تو